White, Willie. White, Mary. Battle Creek, Michigan, November 22, 1880. Dear children, Willie and Mary, just a few moments since, Henry Kellogg said, "There is a bit of space in a box going to California. Would you like to send anything?" If this had come a little before, I could have sent some little present. But it came too late for me to do this, for it must be closed at once. In moving our goods from garret of corner house, I brought one of your boxes to care for. I happen to think you might want some of Willie's underclothing, so stuffed in what you see. You may not need them, but I thought that you were staying longer than you intended and might want them. We received your letter to Father and read it with interest. We expected to get into our new home ere this, but cold weather came on like a man armed, and we were closely hemmed in. It is as cold here as we have ever seen it in January. Jimmy Lanford froze his ears stiff going to his boarding place at Sister Graves yesterday. They rubbed his ears with snow and brought out the frost in coatings of ice upon his ears. I spoke last night at the sanitarium. They are having quite a large number of patients for this time of the year. We have been laboring earnestly to bring up matters at the sanitarium, office, and college. We have had some very straight work, and yet there is much to set in order. The work is only begun. Last Friday night we had an excellent meeting. Professors C.W. Stone, Sidney Brownsberger, C.C. Ramsey, Coombs, Elder Uriah Smith, and J.R. McCoy all talked well. There was a right spirit in their testimonies. The Lord is moving upon hearts. I praise His name for what He is doing. Dr. Kellogg talked first rate. He is taking hold with the rest. I have talked very plainly with him. I spoke last Sabbath. Visited brother and sister Tripp. Both linger yet, but fail daily. They will die about the same time. We had an excellent season with them. We sang and prayed with them, and talked some time of Jesus and His love, and then left them and attended afternoon meeting, and spoke twice, not long. Every moment is employed in doing something, in writing or speaking. We feel much pleased with our new home and want to occupy it as soon as possible. These large rooms are so cold, and we use so much wood. In regard to the coal place, we shall not take it. In regard to Healdsburg property, see to it if you can. See if Young cannot exchange it for Oakland property. Father now thinks this is best, if it cannot be sold for $3,000 in money. Please spend a little time over this matter. I think the man that is on it does nothing. This $8 a month in work on the place, let him show what improvements he has made. I think this matter needs investigating. His contract with Collins is ended. Some new contract should be made. Where is the money for rent? Please attend to these things. Will not Brother Israel buy Edson's property for $3,000? If you cannot sell for that, hold it a while until you can dispose of it. I need my winter clothing now very much. Send it the first opportunity without making great cost, and also send that little feather bed. Lucinda, Hall, divided my feather bed and put it in two ticks. We have a very thin feather bed. It will not take up much room. Send it if you can. Father is feeling well in health and better, I think, in mind. I wish this to go in the mail and will not write more now. One word. Marion, Davis, says she knows the history of Paul's life was packed in the box that was sent to California. You need not send it here if you find it now, but I want you to find it. It might have been taken out down below in one of the rooms, and it may be on one of the shelves there, or perhaps someone has borrowed it. Please look for it, for I value it much. Mother.